Good morning. Are you ready?
Yes.
I heard that back there. All right, let's open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you that we have the opportunity here. And Father, we want to press in towards you once again. That it is our time to be able to gather together here corporately and to be able to worship you together. And Father God, we want a move of your Holy Spirit here today. That as we sing, as we move from song to song, that we'll be able to worship you now in spirit and in truth. And we thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever.
Find that in Psalm 89.
Oh, Lord. let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand, just the sheep of His hand. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our hand, just the sheep.
Come to God and say, God, cleanse me, wash me. And he's happy to do that. Clean slate.
Blessed assurance. Angels descending. public submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song. Song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Father, we love you, we worship you. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Jesus is the shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I saw
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth and in our mouth. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Let this be, O Lord, always in our hearts to bless the Lord at all times. We pray in the name of Jesus. And today, Lord, we want to come into your presence with singing. We want to enter your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We want to be thankful unto the Lord and bless his name. And say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, which is better than life. And our lips shall praise thee, O Lord. Our lips shall praise thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have this word for you. From 2 Timothy 1:8 till up to 10. That's for this congregation and also for those who watch us in the webcast. Paul said to Timothy, be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. But be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his purpose and grace, who has given to us by Jesus Christ before the world began, but now is made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light by the gospel. He brought immort- immortality, life and immortality to light by the gospel. Remember how blessed are we. We have immortality through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. What wonderful word that was. He has saved us and called us with a holy calling. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that each and every one of us are ministers of the gospel. God can use each and every one of us for His glory and His honor. And that the gospel would be preached into all the world. And Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for, oh Lord, let us focus on you. Let us keep our mind upon you. Let us not dwell on circumstances and adversities and tribulations, but let us focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, who brought life and immortality to light by the gospel. Hallelujah. Who greater love had no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. And Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Lord, for touching this body of believers. We pray, O Lord, that you put it in our hearts to give today to the work of the Lord, to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. He says, he that soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. But he that sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly. So every man has their purpose in their heart today, let them give. Not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you that you mean what you say, and we can never outgive you. We know that it's a guarantee. And Lord, we thank you and praise you today for a day of victory. We pray, O Lord, as the pastor will bring the message to us, that you give him the anointing and the freedom to preach. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. And let the message pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray today. And we want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for blessing everyone that gives a testimony today. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a day of victory, a day of celebration, a day of rejoicing. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
Thanks.
Okay. What are you going to say?
Thanksgiving.
So Andrew has a poem. It's entitled
Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Perhaps we have not counted our blessings one by one. Perhaps we have not bothered remembering once they come. And maybe we have taken for granted all the things the good Lord created, and by his hand he brings. The autumn hills all glorious, a golden field of grain, and sunset dazzling splendor, the Milky Way's great plain, the starry sky's sublimity, the ocean's mighty power, and the wonder in the wonder of creation in the petal of a flower. If we have failed to clearly show by word or act or deed a thankful heart unto him who fills our daily need, may we show our gratitude today and count the sum of all the blessings that we have and name them one by one.
Amen. Those are some fine words, are they not? All right. Well, we're going to open up the microphone for testimonies. So this is the time to brag, to share about God, what He is doing in your life, the good things that He's doing. Does anybody have a testimony? Well, I will go first. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to be out in a park. It was very, very nice, surrounded by family and friends. And the Bible says that we're always to be ready. We're to be instant in season and out. Okay? To be able to give an answer for the hope that's in us. And you never know when that opportunity is going to arrive. And so yesterday it arrived for me in the form of somebody who just started asking some fairly innocent questions. I get to share the plan of salvation. And you know, you think about the wonder of the plan of salvation that God has set up. It's simple. It's not like you got to go climb Mount Everest. And then you don't have to perform and do something else. And you don't have to do these great acts and feats. And you don't have to spend insane amount of money. Jesus said, freely given, freely received. And now, it did cost God something. But that was the price that He was willing to pay. And so yesterday in presenting the plan of salvation and just having some time to be able to share things from the Bible, having not a fluff conversation. By that I mean, hey, isn't it nice weather today? Yeah, it's really sunny. Yeah, nice clouds up in the sky. That's a fluff conversation. Those don't really matter. So I had a good, solid conversation with this young lady, and it was nice to be able to see the Holy Spirit working and causing her to ask questions. The soul inside of her was hungry. It was wanting to know things that it didn't understand, and it was seeking knowledge. And as I'm sitting here providing it and pulling up piece after piece, and it's like this little puzzle that's slowly starting to come together, and you can see as she was taking pieces and kind of getting excited as they fit together and saying, I never thought about that before. So it didn't culminate in salvation yesterday. But I believe that, just like Paul said, that someone plants, someone waters, and yet it's God that gives the increase. So in the end, God is in control, and so I am thankful for that. So you never know when the opportunity is that's going to arrive. And it's kind of like my little Daniel. He wakes up with a smile on his face most every morning, except when he's not feeling well. But 99% of the time, he wakes up with a smile on his face, and he is ready, and he's happy, and he's joyful, and he is just ready for you to pick him up and to start loving him. And that is what the world is also waiting for. There need happy, joyful Christians who are ready at any given time. Okay. That's my testimony. Michael?
Good morning, everybody. All right. Friday night was a great evening here. It was a very powerful time with the Holy Spirit. And so I just wanted to share a little bit about Friday evening here at church, where we all came together, and a lot of us had a good singing Friday night. It was wonderful, powerful, and people got healed. It was very moving. But to lead up to that, I talked to John Wednesday night, and I said, you know, I'm not really feeling the Holy Spirit here at church. And I'm eating my words today. Because he was here, and he was mighty, and he was powerful. And so I rebuked that in the name of Jesus about saying that. That wasn't good to say. So I'm just here to say that the power of the Holy Spirit is definitely here and alive and well in this church. And we had a great time Friday night. And I think we need to do more of it. I really do. I think we need to do it at least twice a month. Not once, but twice. And my daughter here from Texas, and I just praise the Lord for her to make it out here safely. And I love her with all my heart. And it's good to see her and her friend, Kim. Last time I saw Kim and my daughter was about 5-6 years ago, maybe longer. No longer. More like 7 years ago. 7 years ago. Man, you got to forgive me. I'm getting older. I can't remember like I used to. Okay, but it's good to have her here. Praise the Lord that they're here in church with us today. And I just want to let everybody know that I love the Lord with all my heart, and I'm praising Him today. And I love my wife, and I love everybody here. Thank you for all your prayers and everything that you do for me. Thank you.
Irene?
Good morning. I just wanted to read a scripture in John 17. This is Jesus' prayer. Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is eternal life, or life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And I was reading, I don't know, so many different things, but the Lord quickened in my heart the reality of bringing glory to God. And it's like in everything that you do, in word or in deed, to bring Him glory, to glorify Him in our spirit, in our soul, in our body. And the intention of everything we pray for is that it will bring glory to God, not as much as bring happiness to us and better, easier relationship with us, or things will change because of the people themselves, that we want them to have eternal life, as I read here. Because sometimes we pray and say, oh Lord, save this person, help this person, heal this person, they need you. But basically is that we are focusing in their needs, we are focusing in our needs to make it easier on us, but is that to bring glory to God? And this is a hard word, but if I'm praying for somebody that is a rebel against God, it blaspheme or curse or anything else that he does live and doesn't accept the love of God and Jesus Christ whom he sent, he doesn't glorify God, no matter how good he may be or how much he work, how much he does. So I thought about this and I said, Lord, maybe there is a twist in prayer that you will change people so they bring you glory, so they walk with you. They have the light that only you can give them. They can do anything that only you can provide for them to do. And they can bring you glory while they are here. And that will bring others to see you in their lives. So basically, this is my twist of prayer, even in this, for this church, for my family, all our weaknesses and our shortcoming, is that God will change that, not just for our sake or their sake, but for His glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, does anybody else have a testimony? Bob?
Morning, everyone. I want to refer to Friday night a little myself. But before I do that, as we go through life, become a Christian, and you fall away, and you come back, and so forth, some of us have really fought like tigers to go back to the world, and use our skills and talents in a secular manner. And that's not all bad. I'm not saying that. But I look now at my age and see what God is doing at this advanced state of age, although I don't look it. I understand that. But one time when I gave a testimony, I mentioned how God has this tapestry, because once I understood about 15, 20 years ago that God created time, then it made everything seem so simple. Because otherwise you can't understand that verse about he sees the end before the beginning. And how he brings people in your life, sometimes for a lifetime, if you're fortunate, and sometimes for a short time. And it's usually pain and sorrow and tears when those relationships separate for reasons that only God had in mind. And so when I came back to this church, okay, I came back to John and Ina Terrell, put it that way. It was a wonderful thing. It was something that God led me to do because I needed, as Bill Chacon once said, one hour's sermon with John Terrell is like a quarter or semester or whatever in Bible school, something like that, right, Bill? And it's true. So I've had certain gifts in my life that I've used in a secular way. I just told Jason a while ago, I found my sixth grade report card the other day in the garage. And you look at the top, says citizenship. I didn't do too well with that because I was making kids laugh and doing things like that. I got some good C's, though, and one D. Then you look at spelling, straight A's, English straight A's, and literature, things like that was pretty much straight A's. And so I've been able to use those talents over the years. God gave me the gift of poetry. During Y2K, I must have written I don't know how many poems. And I can sit and begin with one line, which is similar to what's happening right now with Jason and myself. One line, and my fingers start typing, and they never stop. And the next line already rhymes, and it's in my fingertips, and I just go, go, go. Once with about 50, 60 lines of poetry. And once in a while, I have to go back and add a syllable or remove one, but otherwise, it's a gift. And it's a gift that's now being utilized by God again. So my testimony here is that God brought Jason Smith into my life, the kid. And the two of us are like one. So last Wednesday, as it was a couple of Wednesdays before that, we were working on a song. I shouldn't say we. It's the Holy Spirit that gives this song. And so Wednesday night, our amount of time together is very, very limited because Jason has to sit through the regular music. And then when people filter out of here, it's usually 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night. And we have maybe till midnight to work on what we're going to do. But on the way down, we already had the song. And it began with one line that Jason had because of what he's been going through. And so we just did the melody, and words began to come from the Holy Spirit. While driving down here, a line came in my head, and I said, boy, that's beautiful. It fits right in. I presented it to Jason, and he was just, absolutely, we have to use that. But we all tied up with having like three verses, six lines each, and so forth and so on. Finally, late at night, I said, you know what, Jason? Where is it written that we have to have it that way? Why can't we have one longer song and your famous chorus? I said, yeah, that sounds good. So we added just one line. And it became a magnificently beautiful song. And you'll hear it next week, it turns out. So I'm very grateful for the gifts that God given me that I'm yet now using for his purposes and not just to entertain people. And I'm very grateful for the gift of Jason Smith coming into my life as my grandson. I prefer a younger brother, but, you know, you can't deny the age, right? The other thing is Friday night. 17 years ago, I was able to do music with Bill Chacon. It was a different time in both our lives. And in those passing years, Bill's had some other tragedies and recovered, and God has brought him into a totally peaceful state, or so it seems. And so Friday night, I arrived here, and a couple of guitars sitting here, but on the way down, Jason said, no, I'm not going to touch the piano. It's Bill. Whatever Bill says, that's what we do. I'm prepared just to get up and kick off my shoes and dance around the floor. He didn't get that chance. So we were very polite. We sat there very quiet, and Bill got his music and began his song. But the way Bill presents it now, he just, like, surprised. He said, Jason, now take the piano. Man, pick up that guitar, Bob. And so from the very first chord that Bill hit, the three of us were like one, as only musicians can do. And we spent, I don't know how long we were here, but we did a lot of songs, right? And everything just worked out beautifully. And it was a great joy that filled my heart to be doing that. It's just even the joy of such music. Well, thanks, Bill, for the leadership, Jason. So next week, folks, the new song.
Praise the Lord, and good morning to you. I want to make a correction, that if, Bob, if you come back to John and I at Terrell, you're in trouble. You should come back to God. We make that correction. Before we get going, you know, Michael, your daughter, let me say, Elizabeth. Sarah. Okay, so Sarah's here. Sarah's here. Now, you are having some Christian work, right? Yes. Would you come and share just a couple of minutes with us?
In season, out of season. God bless you. Nice to meet you, okay?
Okay, well, random, but I'm Sarah. I work for a ministry in Texas. It's called Teen Mania Ministries. We're the largest youth ministry in the world, I believe. So we have several different things that we do. We have youth conferences that we do all across the United States in 32 different cities. We do missions trips all summer long, going all over the world. So we just sent a group of people for a month out to, and we're going to Africa, South America, you name it, Australia, going everywhere. And then we have camps. We do summer camps at our ministry as well. And then we have an internship. And I am a part of promoting the youth conferences as well as helping to mentor the interns that we have coming in. They usually come in straight out of high school. So you're getting them 18, 19 years old. People who really need a strong foundation in the Word and in the Lord, and we get a great opportunity to be a part of that. So that's what I do. It's crazy. It's really, really busy. I'm only 23, so I'm Mike's youngest. I'm 23, and I've been a part of this ministry for 5 years now. So the Lord definitely plucked me up and was like, you. So that's a little bit about me, but that's the ministry I work for. So
God bless you. Yeah. Praise the Lord. We're going to have a prayer time. We're going to have pray for Martin in Switzerland. He needs a job and to be strengthened in his faith. And he was here last year. Pray for the finances of Lisa Kostrick and her husband, Greg. And then we have also today, since we don't have a lot of prayer requests, I think we should also have a lot of praise as we are praising God. After the Supreme Court decision to uphold the Obamacare, investors went wild and drove up all commodities from gold, silver, oil, corn, soybean, pork bellies, whatever. The day before, oil had dropped to 77.69 per barrel, but Friday it shot up to 84.96, which is a rise of $5.20 since last week. For some reason, investors want to get out the money, investments, and into commodities. I wonder why. We need to pray that this trend will be reversed this coming week. And then we have a final prayer request here. On Thursday, a 19-year-old woman, Linnea Lomax, went missing after spent 2 weeks in his psychiatric treatment following a breakdown. That's here in Sacramento. Law enforcement is not launching an official search because Linnea is over 18 and was not currently admitted to the hospital. Her family knows that this is completely out of her character, that something has gone wrong. There's a search effort going on with help from the fire department located the safe at Howe and Fair Oaks. As many people as possible needed to help look for this young woman. 19 years old, and she just disappeared, so we want to pray for her. So those of you who'd like to pray, come on up.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are eager to hear our prayer requests, and we thank you for the privilege of coming to you in Jesus' mighty name. And right now we bring before you Lisa and her husband Greg. They would like to come to church, they said, but they are having financial problems. So we pray that you would give them the finances that they need to be able to come to church. In the name of Jesus, we ask it.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you, Lord God, for answering our prayers, Lord, as we come each week to you and daily. And Lord, we know that, Lord, that you said we have not because we ask not, but we're asking, Lord, and I pray today, Lord, for each one of these prayers that are asked today, that they will be fulfilled, Lord. We want to praise you ahead of time, Lord, for the victory, Lord, in all these areas, in the finances, in healing, whatever the area is, Lord God. We want to lift it up to you, and we want to praise you ahead of time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, please forgive me for my sins, Lord God. Help me, Holy Spirit, to pray a prayer that will be pleasing to you, Father God. Heavenly Father, I come to you with an open heart and lifting you up and praising your holy name, thanking you for what you do in my life, Lord. Lord God, I just pray over the situation with the Obamacare, the oil prices, and all the issues of the commodities and how the prices are being drove up. And Father God, I know just because you're in my heart, your son Jesus Christ is in my heart and died for me at the cross. And I know that what is going on in this country is not done because of you, Father, but is done because of the world and the way the world is. So, Lord God, I just pray that you will touch America and bring your hand down upon this country for what the things that are going on in this country that are not morally right and sound and solid and biblical. And Lord God, you are in control. You are in charge of all things. And as Christians, we need to realize that, and we need to know without a doubt that you are in charge. Father God, I love you with all my heart, and I pray that you will do something and help me as a Christian to remember you and to look upon you each and every day and to not just come to church on Sunday and that's it. Lord God, I thank you for Friday night. I thank you for a great healing in my life. I thank you for this church. Thank you for the men and women of this church that serve you, Lord God. And Lord, I just pray for Sacramento. I pray for this local area around here that people will give up their Sundays and look to God for their Sundays and come to church, wherever that church may be. Lord God, I thank you. I give you all the praise and honor and glory, Lord God, for this day. And Lord, I just pray and thank you for the work that you're doing in this country and what you're going to do. Amen. And turn the hearts of this country, the people, turn the people around in this country, Lord God, to want to seek your face and seek you with all their heart. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to praise you also with all my heart, O Lord. Praise you because you are worthy to be praised. Praise you for the work that you've done. Praise you for all things, Lord. For all things. Hallelujah. You are, Lord. The Lord is Savior of our lives. You are everything to us, O Lord. And Lord, we want to lift up to you this young girl, Lord, to you. And let us all come in agreement right now that this girl, the police may not be able to find her. The police does not know. The family does not know. Nobody knows where she is. But God does. And he's able to make a breakthrough, Lord, and bring that girl out of where she is, out of trouble, and bring her back to the surface, we pray, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we know, Lord, that you make all things work together for good to them that love you. Oh, even that, O Lord, the missing girl, you can make it work together for good, and it can be a blessing to her and her family and receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. And Lord, we ask you, we plead to you, Lord, that you bring the girl, bring her up, find her, Lord, show to her family where she is, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And thank you and praise you, Lord, and we commit the search to you, and we thank you, Heavenly Father. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for, O Lord, for bringing that girl out of where the trouble, where she is. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you that Martin is in touch with us and wants prayer. And Martin, we love you, but more importantly, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit loves you. They're hearing your prayers. They know every thought before you think them. And he knows you need a job, and he's listening to you. And if you get down on your knees, learn to get down on your knees and pray to God the Father. Just communicate with him. He loves it. He'll bless the socks off of you. He'll give you the job he wants you to have. And it'll be wonderful. And we just thank you, Father God, for moving on Martin in Switzerland to give him the job and help him to strengthen his faith. In Jesus, amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to be here and speak to these prayers. I do want to ask, in furtherance of finding this young woman, I noticed that Facebook had 3,223 volunteers to meet today somewhere. I don't know what they're going to do. They're probably going to take flyers and just spread out. But whatever it is, God, I hope there's a leadership at the head of that is a Christian leadership that will lead people to trust God to find this young woman. Father, I pray right now for Robbie Drobel. Robbie is a veteran, served his country, and has some injuries. So right now they placed him on a list for a liver transplant. So I pray right now that he won't need that transplant. And Lord God, you can reach down from your inventory of livers and put a new liver in Robbie's body. And deliver him back to, he is a Christian, he's a patriot, and he served his country in the Gulf. And so I pray for him right now in the name of Jesus. I also pray for Diane Carbo. Diane is a longtime friend of mine. I've helped her through some tragedies. She lost her son this year. And she is driving across the country to California. She has recently joined with us in a business venture and will be working with us. So I pray for her safety and on the road and for her heart and soul as she leaves her Pennsylvania to drive clear across the country. I ask you to put her in your hands, Lord God, let the Holy Spirit and angelic protection surround her in Jesus' name. Pray now for Betty Killen, another one of our longtime friends and a business associate, that you would heal her once and for all from bladder cancer and from the MS that she's suffered with for such a long time. And we ask you this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. These prayers on the altar in heaven. The smoke is coming up before you, Lord, in due time. As we speak and read in the book of Revelation, they shall be answered. And we give you praise and thanks for that now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated, children, at this time. Time to go to class.